very important matters, and one of those regular check-ins. In fact, I need to admit we haven't checked in with the Western Cape Blood Services in a while, and because of that, we've got one of the public relations practitioners on the line, Nadia Turner. Morning, Nadia. Welcome to Hashtag KC Breakfast. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Always well, always well. It's Thursday, the weekend is around the corner. There's no real reason to complain. No real reason to complain. Nadia?
That's right.
Yes, we're well into May for 2026, and it's a spanking brand new month. It's the first week, and at the Western Cape Blood Services, you guys have got a theme for this month. What is the theme about May all about? Tell us all about it.
Yes, so our theme for May is Be a Lifesaver.
Okay.
And we are trying to encourage our donors to be lifesavers during winter, during this colder period, because historically during winter our blood stocks often dip because many of our donors are struggling with colds and flus and can't donate at that time. And, you know, people tend to want to stay indoors in the cold. But we are appealing to our donors to please come out and carry on donating during the colder months and not to skip their blood donation clinics because, you know, the need for blood doesn't take a break when the weather gets colder. Often you'll find that, you know, the need is even more.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to encourage people to carry on donating during May and going into winter.
Okay, great stuff. If you just join us, people, morning, Nadia Turner, one of the practitioners, public relations practitioners on the line with me. It's our check-in with the Western Cape Blood Services. Nadia, you guys have got an initiative called Extra Drop.
Tell
us about the Extra Drop and of course, also about the new beneficiaries for the upcoming months.
Yes, so our Extra Drop initiative is an amazing initiative, actually. It allows our donors to give back in a very special way. Every 4 months this year, we have two new beneficiaries, so every quarter. And how it works is when you donate blood, you normally are offered a token of appreciation at your donation. And you can either choose to keep that token, or if you decide that you would like to opt into the Extra Drop, then you don't accept the token of appreciation, but we will then donate 15 rand on your behalf to one of our beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next 4 months, from May to August, we have two new beneficiaries. The first one is Pelisa Abafazi Betu, and they are an organization focused on assisting women and children affected by gender-based violence. And, you know, we know that that's a big issue in our country, and they do amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
And then our second beneficiary is St. Joseph's Children's Hospital, and they are an intermediate pediatric facility, and they provide transitional care to children from vulnerable communities who are discharged from hospital but still require care. You know, they're not quite ready to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like an intermediate facility that takes care of them and looks after them during that period. So those are the two organizations that blood donors can support. And all they need to do when they go and donate blood is let our staff know that they'd like to opt in, and we will take care of the rest.
Okay, great stuff, man. So the big question is, who can donate blood?
Yes, so the basic criteria are, firstly, you need to be in general good health, and we know, like, during this time that often people have coughs, colds, sore throats, so you just need to make sure that on the day you're feeling well and that if you have been sick that you are symptom-free, so you are fully recovered.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be between 16 and 75 to register, weigh 50 kilograms or more, and then you need to also be leading a safe sexual lifestyle. Those are the basic criteria to becoming a donor. But you will also fill out your health and lifestyle questionnaire at the clinic every time that you go along.
Okay, I've got Nadia Turner on the line from the Western Cape Blood Services, one of the public relations practitioners. And Nadia, time is running out. I'm going to do a two-in-one now for you. One is very, very important. Where can listeners get more information? And the second one is also, if they want to find out about the closest blood donation clinic, where can they get that detail?
Okay, so people can visit our website. Your listeners can visit wcbs.org.za for more information and to find their closest clinic. Or they can WhatsApp us on 060-549-7244.
Okay, there we go. As easy as that. Thank you so much, Nadia. You have a wonderful rest of this Thursday. Till we chat again.
Yes.
Greetings to everybody at the Western Cape Blood Services.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Okay, my dear. Thank you. That's one of the public relations practitioners at the Western Cape Blood Services, Nadia Turner. Go out, people, support and donate blood where you can. It's a two-in-one because there's donations. That's also going directly to other organizations as well.